had a big station, WBT, in Charlotte, North Carolina. And they had one guy there named Grady Cole. Excuse me. And Grady Cole had one record by Louis Armstrong. Bye Bye Blackbird on one side, St. James Infirmary on the other side. And he played it every day. He loved it. And I got to hear Louis, you know, singing and stuff. So that created my interest in jazz.
Hearing Louis Armstrong on that record.
That's right, on that record.
Hmm. So when you got to Greensboro, did jazz start to enter the picture more?
No, not really, because see, back then you couldn't play jazz in college. Hmm. If they caught you practicing jazz in the practice room, you couldn't practice anymore. They didn't like jazz. They liked nothing but classical and band music, the teachers. So it wasn't, but what happened to me, a guy came from Seattle, Washington, named Billy Tolles, and he had been around all the musicians, and he had his saxophone. He could play. He's excellent, excellent player. And he knew Coleman Hawkins' Body and Soul, and he knew Lester Young's Just You, Just Me. And he used to play those things. He was way ahead of all of us country boys. You know, we didn't know anything like that. So we kind of idolized him and started to learn it. Hmm. And every semester when he went back for a break, we'd give him $2 or $3 to bring us back some jazz records. And he would do it.